Now turn to part four. Questions 20 to 25. For each question, choose the correct answer. You have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part four. You will hear an interview with an author called Ali Brandt, who has just had her first book published.
Today we meet author Ali Brandt, who's just had her first book published. Ali, welcome.
Thanks.
Getting your first novel, Stone Circles, published, how did that feel?
Every writer imagines holding their finished book in their hands, but a large part of me never believed it would happen. Actually, I didn't want to tell anyone. My friends found out, though. They were excited, which was nice, but it took a while to get used to the public interest. It was strange.
I'm sure. Now, you started writing when you were at school?
Yes. I had a teacher who tried to make learning different subjects fun. Quizzes and exciting experiments that I enjoyed. I decided I wanted to be a scientist at the time. One term, he gave us an hour each week to write stories. I loved it. We had to read our story aloud to the class. I was really shy, but the first time I read mine, everyone went silent, listening, then clapped at the end. It stopped me feeling shy. I felt positive about myself.
That's good. So where did the idea for your book, Stone Circles, come from?
Well, it's set abroad. I've always liked reading about other cultures, but when I started college, I made friends from different countries. Listening to their experiences of living abroad led to the creation of my main characters, musicians Della and Hallie. And the story of how they took their music around the world developed from there.
I see. Now, you've got your own website. What's it like?
It's great. It started 2 months ago, but already we've won Best New Site in Writer magazine. I love that people are posting things they've written and getting support from other writers. And I sometimes publish my short stories on there so fans can read them for free.
That's great. Now, what is it about writing that you like?
It's funny. People imagine writers happily typing away, but it's often stressful. But then, there's this wonderful feeling when you've described something perfectly. You don't get that often. Sometimes not for weeks. But when you do, it's great. And you'll spend ages trying to find it again. When I'm writing, I don't see anyone or go anywhere.
I see. Finally, any advice for new writers?
You can't please everyone. Don't even try. And practice. Write for an hour and don't worry about everything being perfect. Some people say working with other writers helps, but I think it influences you too much. Find your own style.
Ali, thanks.
Now listen again.
Today, we meet author Ali Brandt, who's just had her first book published. Ali, welcome.
Thanks.
Getting your first novel, Stone Circles, published, how did that feel?
Every writer imagines holding their finished book in their hands, but a large part of me never believed it would happen. Actually, I didn't want to tell anyone. My friends found out, though. They were excited, which was nice, but it took a while to get used to the public interest. It was strange.
I'm sure. Now, you started writing when you were at school?
Yes. I had a teacher who tried to make learning different subjects fun, quizzes and exciting experiments that I enjoyed. I decided I wanted to be a scientist at the time. One term, he gave us an hour each week to write stories. I loved it. We had to read our story aloud to the class. I was really shy, but the first time I read mine, everyone went silent, listening, then clapped at the end. It stopped me feeling shy. I felt positive about myself.
That's good. So where did the idea for your book, Stone Circles, come from?
Well, it's set abroad. I've always liked reading about other cultures, but when I started college, I made friends from different countries. Listening to their experiences of living abroad led to the creation of my main characters, musicians Della and Hallie. And the story of how they took their music around the world developed from there.
I see. Now, you've got your own website. What's it like?
It's great. It started 2 months ago, but already we've won Best New Site in Writer magazine. I love that people are posting things they've written and getting support from other writers. And I sometimes publish my short stories on there so fans can read them for free.
That's great. Now, what is it about writing that you like?
It's funny. People imagine writers happily typing away, but it's often stressful. But then, there's this wonderful feeling when you've described something perfectly. You don't get that often. Sometimes not for weeks. But when you do, it's great. And you'll spend ages trying to find it again. When I'm writing, I don't see anyone or go anywhere.
I see. Finally, any advice for new writers?
You can't please everyone. Don't even try. And practice. Write for an hour and don't worry about everything being perfect. Some people say working with other writers helps, but I think it influences you too much. Find your own style.
Allie, thanks.
That is the end of part four. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. You have one more minute. That is the end of the test.